Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to an internal memo seen by The Verge, the Meta executive in charge of Facebook, Tom Allison, told his team to change Facebook's main feed to start heavily recommending posts and reels regardless of where they come from, rather than focusing on accounts a user follows, similar to TikTok. The memo also calls for Messenger and Facebook to be reintegrated. In an interview with The Verge, Allison said the new goal for Facebook is to build a discovery engine. Discord launched its AutoMod autonomous moderation tool, available on all community servers. This scans for select words, phrases, and malicious links, with automated responses like blocking messages and alerting admins. The European Commission updated its Code of Practice on Disinformation to now cover manipulative behaviors that include deepfake videos, bots, and preventing accounts spreading misinformation from monetizing the content. The updated code also requires platforms to give user tools to recognize and flag disinformation. Signing up for the code is voluntary, although organizations can be fined up to 6% of global revenue for violations. 33 companies have signed up for the revised rules, including Meta, Google, TikTok, and Twitter. Apple announced a new Major League Soccer streaming partnership, which will provide a broad selection of matches to Apple TV Plus subscribers. Viewing all matches will require a subscription to a new MLS streaming service available exclusively through the Apple TV app. No word on pricing for that yet. Non-subscribers to either service will still be able to watch a limited number of matches for free on the app. The Reserve Bank of India lifted its ban on MasterCard in the country after the payment network demonstrated satisfactory compliance with the country's data storage rules. MasterCard, American Express, and Diners Club were barred back in July from issuing new cards to customers over non-compliance. Microsoft announced Microsoft Defender for Individuals as part of the Microsoft 365 subscription, available on Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android. This provides a dashboard with the security status of connected devices and runs its own malware protection engine on Android and macOS. Microsoft plans to add identity theft protection and other consumer-focused features to Defender going forward. Ars Technica reports that, according to the deputy head of Ukraine's State Services for Special Communication and Information Protection, Viktor Zora, the patchwork of about 1,200 ISPs in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine have largely switched to Russian channels, which are subject to Russia's censorship and surveillance apparatus. The region has also seen new unbranded SIM cards using Russian numbers in circulation. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, the University of Washington, and University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign identified a new side-channel CPU attack called Hertzbleed. This analyzes a CPU's dynamic frequency scaling to determine execution time differences, letting an attacker target cryptographic software and obtain keys. Both AMD and Intel published security advisories on the issue, providing guidance on how to harden cryptographic libraries against exploitation. However, Intel said it does not believe this attack to be practical outside of a lab environment. Samsung released a new Samsung Wallet app in the UK, US, and parts of Europe, which will handle payment cards, passwords, and integrate with SmartThings to store things like digital home and car keys. Wallet takes the place of the existing Pay and Pass apps. Wallet also integrates with the Samsung Blockchain Wallet app to let users check values on crypto assets. Verizon expanded its bundling of home internet service with premium wireless service, now letting wireless subscribers buy Fios fiber service at a reduced $24.99 a month rate for a 300 megabit per second connection. Verizon already offers similar pricing for LTE and 5G home internet service bundles. Sony updated its ShareFactory Studio photo and video editing app on the PS5 to now offer a range of customizable effects, filters, text, sound effects, stock music, voiceover recording, and doodles. Once you've edited game clips or screenshots, users can upload directly to Twitter or YouTube, as well as transfer to the PlayStation app on a phone or tablet. Intel launched its first discrete desktop GPUs based on its Intel Z architecture with the Intel Arc A380 in China. The card lists at 1,030 yuan, or about $150. Intel claims it delivers up to 25% better performance per yuan compared to AMD's Radeon RX 6400. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple plans to release a new 15-inch MacBook model that could launch by Q2 2023, equipped with M2 and M2 Pro chip options. Kuo also said he couldn't corroborate reports of a 12-inch MacBook Pro model under development, previously reported by Mark Gurman sources. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.